Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, one of the hottest things around right now are these robots. And you know, still, naively, when I think of a robot, I think of, I don't know, the Jetsons or Lost in Space or something like that. But the fact is, robots are the things that you walk into an Amazon warehouse and it's robots that are moving all that stuff around. There are a lot of great investment opportunities, but you got to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince there. And the man who is kissing the frogs is Travis Briggs. He's the CEO of Robo Global, and they put together an index. So you got this bushel basket full of robotic stocks, and you can take a little piece of all of them. And they're based here. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Happy to be here.
Is that a reasonable explanation?
That's perfect, actually.
Because, I mean, there's some junkers out there, right?
Well, the way that you described it is, I think at first, the way a lot of people think about robotics and automation, even if they get past the Jetsons and think about the industrial manufacturing robots, the reality is, you know, that's just a small component of what we're really seeing in the economy. Robotics is not a niche. Robotics is actually a foundational technology that is in every industry right now in multiple and growing applications.
Yeah, I mean, on the low end, I mean, a Roomba's that's a robot, right?
That's right. iRobot makes Roombas. That's part of the index.
And then on the high end, I mean, these things that Amazon uses to carry around tons of, you know, of material at a time, is that the kind of thing?
Absolutely.
But what about in medicine? I mean, they're using robots.
That's right. So taking a step back to Kiva, which is a very interesting example, that's logistics automation. Kiva was purchased by Amazon back in 2012.
And that's what those things are?
Uh-huh. Those are Kiva robots. Coincidentally, Kiva's co-founder is a partner of ours, which gets to your point about really understanding the different players in this index. But logistics automation is just one of the 12 subsectors that we've identified as growth areas in robotics and automation.
I mean, this is a hot area. It's up, your index is up 22% so far this year, so you're beating almost everything else out there. There's got to be a lot of consolidation in this at some point. Is it happening now?
You know, we are seeing some consolidation. Actually, in the last 12 months, we've had 4 index companies acquired.
How many are you in your index?
There's 83.
There are 83
today.
Companies
That's
in
right.
robotics?
That's right.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I interrupt. But anyway, so there has been some consolidation.
Yeah, there has. We've seen it. There's 2 acquisitions in the 3D printing space. GE came in on September and essentially made an acquisition offer for 2 3D printing companies.
Is that the same day? That's robotics, 3D printing?
We definitely think 3D printing is
robotics.
Oh, yeah,
I guess it is.
I mean, you're totally revolutionizing, eventually, the manufacturing process.
Well, I like this concept. So you could buy what they call an ETF, an exchange-traded fund.
That's right.
And you trade, where you trade, the New York or NASDAQ?
The ETF that we license the index to trades on the NASDAQ.
So ROBO. So how does that work? So you've come up with the index. You do the research and put these companies together, and then another outfit puts together the exchange-traded fund?
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. The index is actually the intellectual property behind the concept. The ETF is then, you know, just tracks the index as an investment product in the marketplace.
Uh-huh. So I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad this is a Dallas-based company. But should you be like in San Jose or Geneva or someplace?
Right. It is a little unusual that the first index tracking global robotics and automation was founded in Dallas. But the reality is we have partners in San Francisco and London and New York and in Zurich. So robotics and automation is not a U.S. specific or an international specific, but rather, if you look at the index, where we try to track the entire value chain or ecosystem of robotics,
right,
if you will, it's 60% international and 40% U.S.
I guess there's no such thing as a mature robotic company. I mean, this is still pretty leading edge stuff, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you look at the constituents, you have very leading edge companies. NVIDIA, for example, who is was previously known as a gaming chip company, but has come to the forefront as one of the leaders in artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you've got an ABB or a Siemens that have been around, you know, for ages.
They're in the index?
Oh, yeah. They're on the forefront of automation.
What about TI? Texas Instruments chips are in a lot of these things, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's a company that we continually to look at. Ultimately, though, to get into the index, a company's revenues really have to be driven to say a material impact on their revenues, which will impact the fundamentals.
So they're too diversified.
That's right.
Yeah, interesting. Right.
I mean, take Amazon. The robotics that they're employing in their business is probably one of their number one competitive advantages, but yet it's a small component of their revenue.
I don't know. I love gadgets, and I'm an early adopter. I love this kind of thing, and the kind of companies that you're looking at, and the promise in some of them. So, anyway, we'll continue to track it. It's easy, yeah. Right? ROBO is a ticker.
You know, if I could just add one other thing, David, when you think about the index, most of the time potential investors are very surprised to hear that 50% of it, 41 names, are focused solely on the technology of robotics and automation.
Yeah.
And the technology is the sensors, the processing, the AI, the machine vision. It's the things that you don't even recognize at robots, but allow them to actually sense, process, and act.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Well, look, it'll be fun. Yeah, you come back with some war stories on some of these companies.
I'd love to.
Because they do some neat things. Travis Briggs, the CEO and partner of Robo Global. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Enjoyed it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.